Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association Week on Faith and Family, visiting camps across the country, learning about what's coming up this summer, what's in store for summer camps, as well as retreats and other activities going on across our favorite Lutheran camps. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for so generously and faithfully supporting this program. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo. Joining me from Wall Camp in Kingston, Illinois, Bill Indelli. He's a site operations director there at Wall Camp Outdoor Ministries and Retreat Center. Bill, welcome to Faith and Family.
Hey, great to be here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are things looking at Wall Camp today?
Oh, they're looking wonderful. This year we hired a new program director who's been at five or six different camps throughout the country. So he's going to be bringing a lot of new input into our program this year. So it's a pretty exciting time here.
Well, very good. Glad that the things are rolling along and getting ready for, I'm sure, what's the busy season at Wall Camp with summer just around the corner. Bill, how long have you been a part of Wall Camp?
A family of Wall Camp. I've been here since my 21-year-old was 2 years old, or 5 years old when he first came to camp. Yeah, two was a little early. But we've been a part of that, but I've been on the dole here and the payroll since April of last year.
Very good. What do you do as site operations director? What all does that entail?
My job is everything to make sure camp runs, the center runs, so it'd be guest services, maintenance, landscaping, everything to ensure that the campers that come here have a good experience outside of the program. Program director handles the program.
Where would we find Wall Camp?
It's about 15 minutes north of DeKalb and about 20 minutes south of Rockford. So about in about an hour and 10 minutes west of the city of Chicago.
So in the central part of northern Illinois.
The central part of northern Illinois would be, somewhat accurate. Yeah.
Go to the middle of the state and go north.
Yep, exactly.
Very good.
So not far from the Wisconsin border and just pretty much 180 acres out in the country.
What are some of the activities? Well, before we talk about activities, let's talk a little bit about the history of Wall Camp. What do you know about the history? It's been there for a little while.
Yeah, 1963, a group of college or high school students in the Walther League got up the money and bought the property out here. So it's been in existence since 63 in many shapes and forms, but always the number one goal is the outdoor ministries. And it's really to bring the outdoors and the non-menacing four walls of the church so that people feel comfortable, and then you can share your story of Christ's death on the cross and rising from the dead for our salvation.
And that's kind of a similar story to camps I'm learning across the country. It was around that time that many camps were finding their beginnings and continuing, pressing on to carry out that tradition of having some time away from our regular busy lives to enjoy God's beautiful creation and spend time engaged in His Word.
Exactly. And I can't tell you how many times just here that people have asked questions about your faith, and it's just a great place to live out. I always look at it this way. God was grooming me my whole life for this, and now I find that God is every day I get to go on vacation when I go to work.
What are some of your favorite activities that you see around camp, activities that campers or those attending, whether it's summer camp or retreats?
For me, it's always the singing. I'm a musician, so it's always when I can see the kids singing and interacting with the songs. One of the highlights I can remember was one of the special needs camps. We have quite a few special needs camps throughout the year. And just watching everybody come alive when it was time to sing about Jesus. And that to me is just priceless. That's like that commercial, but yeah, it's priceless.
Tell me about camp. What goes on there throughout the year? And I know especially during the summer, we have summer camp just around the corner. Should we start with summer camp and then we'll talk about some of the other activities throughout
sure
the year
thing.
As well?
Yes.
So who comes to camp during the summer and what is there to do?
Okay, we have campers from the youngest grade we go is right after first grade, all the way through CIT, our counselors in training program, which is the high school years. And we also have junior servants that come and volunteer their time, and it's a leadership program. So it's a wide variety of camps we offer. We offer a horseback camp. We have a paintball camp. We have 4 paintball courses on site here, and we have all the supplies, the helmets, the shields, the markers, everything. We have 4 different courses. One's in the woods. One's like one where you crawl through the grass. Another one is like a capture the flag or capture the building. And then we have an exhibition course that actually has bleachers and a screen so people can watch. So that's kind of an exciting newer camp. We have a teepee village, and we actually have authentic teepees, and the kids sleep in the teepees on the ground with a fire going at night. And Treehouse Village, which are some houses up on stilts. And those two are adventure camps, so they do most of their cooking and everything outdoors. So that's kind of a fun one. And then everybody's favorite is Owl Night Camp. And this year we're looking at some new program involved in there where it looks like we're going to have one of those where you try to get out of the locked room, like an adventure night with puzzles and everything else. So we're really we're excited about that one. I think that's going to be something that the kids go home and talk about. And then we have Classic Camp. And that's camp the way it should be. Everything kind of unplugged, just enjoying camp. Archery, canoeing, night hikes, owl hikes, astronomy. We do an astronomy thing at night where a gentleman comes out and talks about the sky and everything. And then the kids actually go out. We have a big field that's 20 acres of wide open land. And they go out there and observe the stars and everything they just talked about. So that's some of the exciting camps that we offer. Believe it or not, our number one is still the Classic Camp. People just like that Classic Camp environment. They could do a variety of things and just relax and enjoy God's beautiful land here.
What does a typical day look like at Classic Camp?
Breakfast, which I thought it was funny last year how many parents would call and say, you know, my child's picky eater. And the funny thing is I've never seen a kid starve here at camp. So they're always happy with the food. Our guest service department does a really nice job with making sure, you know, if somebody doesn't really like this, they're not going to go hungry. So there's always the staples out there, the bagels or the toast and the jelly and everything else to go along with it. So the kids get that, and then after that, they just start their activity based on which camp they're in. If they're in horse camp, after breakfast, they'll get those stuff ready so that they can take our van over to an equestrian center where they learn about horses and grooming the horses, care of the horses, and everything else. And then, of course, ride the horses. And so that would be their morning. The other campers there then begin their day with a devotion and then just out in nature. And one thing is, even if it's raining here, we try to get them outside so they can still, because just because it's raining doesn't mean it's not gorgeous out there and there's not a lot you can learn. So after that, they'll do their morning activities, and every group is kind of different. We segregate by age so that every child can have a good experience. And then after that, they'll come back for lunch. And the exciting time around here is that afternoon when they really get to go do their, a lot of camps, so depending on the counselor, pick an activity for the day out of a list of activities. So the kids can kind of design their own camp and go on. Then after dinner, and then dinner, and then after dinner, the nighttime activities are the rowdy time. So the kids all get around the campfire, sing songs. One night a week, there's like wacky Olympics, different kind of skits go on. Some groups will put their own little skit together and present it if they feel comfortable with that. So it's pretty much a nonstop. You know, 7 in the morning till, well, we won't tell the parents what time at night, but it's a little bit after, it is definitely after 8. But so that's their average day, and then they get ready, and they're, by the time bedtime, usually they're ready to hit the rack. So it's all fun around. I just love coming in the morning, seeing the kids smiling.
I know as a camp staff, as a camp counselor, by the time that we finally got to lay down and go to bed, I had no trouble falling asleep because I was pretty tired at the camps that I've served in.
Yep. It keeps going all day.
Absolutely. What ages come to camp? I think you mentioned that earlier.
17. 8 to 17, I'm sorry, 8 to 17.
8 to 17 come to camp throughout the summer, and a number of activities you mentioned in that lineup there throughout the camp, including an equestrian program, that sounds exciting, and a number of other activities. Any waterfront or swim time?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Every day we got canoeing in a beach. So we have our own little lake here. And the lake has a sanded beach area and a platform that sits out in the middle where it's a little deeper. The kids do have to pass a test to make sure they can go in the deep waters. They pass a deep water test. And so we keep that all safe. But, you know, even if the kids don't pass the test, they still have fun out at the beach.
Very good. Very good.
What? And we also do, river floats. That's another one of the favorite things. See, as you bring it up, I'm going through the week of camp. River floats. We have the Kishwaukee River flows right through here. So they grab their tubes and their life jackets and just float down the river, and it's about half hour, 40-minute float, and then they end up here back at camp.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Kids love it.
Why do you think camp is still important today? We talked about how camp started, many camps started back in the 60s. Why do you think camp is still valuable to kids, to families today?
Well, I think in my my way of looking at it, the camp is the time where you can be yourself. When you're at school or something, you do one thing that's a little off. Sometimes you get put in this little corner that you're this one or that. When you come to camp, everybody's in the same thing. You all get to know each other together. So it's a place where, you know, maybe you're bound by, you know, fear of your peers or something in school, and maybe not. But here, you can come be yourself, and you'll be loved for yourself, liked for yourself, and you gain friends by yourself. Now, that know you for who you are, not who you're trying to be or who somebody thinks you are. One of my favorite things is watching the kids when they see somebody they were at camp last year. I saw that with my son. All of a sudden he would run into hey, how you been? How was your year? And then it even progresses as you go through the youth ministry things to where you run into them at a youth gathering. Or the big youth gathering, my son ran into people he knew twice down in both Austin and New Orleans from camp. So all of a sudden you have that common bond. Hey, remember we were at Wall Camp together. So it's things like that's just important to the fiber of a child to be able to get away and to be themselves and then to meet like-minded people and then run into them later and have a common bond.
You mentioned earlier that sometimes parents have questions or concerns before their child comes to camp, especially the first time. What are some of those questions and how do you answer those questions?
It's usually about food, believe it or not. And we assure them that no kid goes hungry. And we also, then I'll let them talk to the guest service director who, you know, just having that person that's actually making sure the meals are prepared correctly and everything, giving that extra bit of comfort knowing that they're there. And we do observe, we don't see a kid eat for breakfast. We might, hey, what's up, you know? Is there something you need or something else? So it shows that other side of caring. The other question is always, can they call home? That's one of the number one. We try to make it, of course, we can let them call home. But first, we try to let it work through just a little homesickness or what's really going on, because sometimes that can spoil the rest of the week. So it's important but if there's anything that goes on, of course, we're going to let you know. But to let that child be themselves is the important thing. And we've had families that come up, and we have a full family campground here. So we have families that will drop their child off for summer camp and stay at family camp for the week. So that's kind of a nice little thing. So we have a lot of options for that person that's just maybe not sure their child's going to be ready for camp. But, you know, most of the kids are ready. By the second day, they're thinking Friday's not going to come. They're wishing Friday was pushed off a little more.
What do we need to do? What do we need to be doing right now to prepare for camp for the summer?
Right now, we're hiring staff, summer staff. So that goes through NLOMA and our joint recruitment. So right now, camps all over the country are interviewing potential camp counselors and to line that up. We're also lining up right now our devotionals. Our theme for this year is Forever and Ever. So we're lining up our devotions and our studies to go along with that, as well as laying out the daily schedules are not as important right now, but just a kind of a nice little overview of them. And then, of course, you know, registration. Getting everybody registered. We switched our registration system this year, so we're going to walk people through some new systems. But that's basically where we're at right now, getting ready for summer. So even though it may be, in some respects, the slow time of the year, it's not the slow time of the year. There's a lot of stuff going around the office to make sure that the children have a nice quality experience.
throughout the year, you have other activities, opportunities as well. Tell me a little bit about what the rest of the year looks like. We have just about a minute left.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a full family campground, a full functioning family campground, all the weekends, Memorial Day till Labor Day. We have activities that go on all day long Saturday. So it's one of those things, if you come with your family, your child can go and do some crafts or do some hikes. You can go along with. If you want to just sit back at the campground and relax, you can do that. So that's a full functioning. We have water, electric, and a dump station, so, and 6 one-room cabins out there. So that's one facet. And then outdoor education is our other. So we're starting to roll into our busy season with outdoor education, where children come out here for from 2 nights to 4 nights during the week and just learn. And we do develop our curriculum based on state standards. So they are true classes, and they are approved as a state standard class.
Very good. How can we find out more? What's the place to begin registration? I gather online, correct?
Yep. Just go to walcamp.org, WALCAMP.org, and there's a register button. And if you want, you just go to the tab that says summer camps. It'll list all the camps. Just hit the register button, and you fly right through from there.
Very good. Thank you so much, Bill, for being my guest today and sharing with us about Wall Camp. Bill Indelli, Site Operations Director, Wall Camp Outdoor Ministries and Retreat Center, Kingston, Illinois, wallcamp.org. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you. Praise God. Have a great day. Thank
you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Minnesota. Did you know there's an island for Lutherans? Lutheran Island Camp in Heading, Minnesota. We're going to find out more about it in just a little bit. You're on Faith and Family.